guys. How are you? Happy Wednesday. Welcome in to another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault at Sports Talk. Matt is my handle across all socials, and this podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. Looking forward to you guys using that code JUICE. Go check out the amazing burger package I got available right now. That code JUICE will knock it down to $89.99 for a tremendous, tremendous burger spectacular special going on right now at OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code JUICE. Okay, one of those nights where it's late. It's currently 12:30 Pacific time. I had a big meeting tonight. The NAB, you know what that is? The National Association of Broadcasters. So had somebody in town, had to go have a meeting, was on the strip for a while. And so I got home really late here tonight. So 2-1 night last night, winning night, Warriors. Yikes, that was ugly. Got that wrong. Got the other two bets correct, which were good. We got the Lakers plus one that came in, and then we got the hockey bet right, 2-1 for the Capitals, plus money on that. So wound up with a decent night, okay? We wound up, you know, up over a unit. So that was good for us last night on a 2-1 night. Okay, so tonight, two more NBA bets I'm going to give you. I'm going to kind of do it with a combination. So last night, both dogs won outright. Lakers outright, Sacramento Kings outright. We have two dogs tonight. We have the Hawks on the road up against the Bulls, and we have the Heat on the road up against the Sixers. If you look at the numbers, it's pretty interesting, okay? On the road this year, straight up, Miami was 24-17. It's pretty good. At home, straight up, Philadelphia was 25-16. Also pretty good. Philly's won 8 straight games. Miami's won 2 straight games. Against the Eastern Conference, Miami was 32-20. Philadelphia, 31-21. What if we throw the point spread out here? Philly's laying 5. What if we throw it out? What if we just take a flyer on plus 170 money line for the Miami Heat? But we equally do it because if we get Atlanta to win, they're plus 125. They're 3-point dogs at Chicago. Atlanta has been bad. Okay. Lost 6 straight games, 3-7 over their last 10, 15-26 on the road. But Chicago is not exactly a world beater either, to be quite honest. They're 5-5 over their last 10. They're 21-20 at home this year. Atlanta, back in the early part of April, beat Chicago in Chicago, beat them by double digits in Chicago. They lost the 2 previous games. Could we see an upset? I'm going to take a flyer here, and I'm going to hope that one of the two dogs wins outright tonight. If that happens, we're profitable. It's plus 125 or plus 170. One unit on both dogs here in the play-in. Both dogs won outright last night. Let's see if we get just one right. If we get one of the two right, we will wind up profitable. Atlanta, plus 125, money line for one unit. Miami, plus 170, money line for one unit. I think Miami's got a real decent shot here. The series is tied 2-2 so far this year. Heat won the first game, 119-113. Heat won the second game, 109-104. Sixers won the third game, 98-91. Sixers won the last meeting on the 4th of April, 109-105. Close games, competitive games. But like I said, the Hawks lost the first two games, 118-113 to the Bulls and 136-126 to the Bulls, and then won back in on the 1st of April, 113-101. Let's get a dog victory here tonight. One unit bet on each, plus 125 and plus 170 here in the NBA play-in. One baseball bet. Royals, Chicago White Sox. The White Sox game got rained out last week, or last night, rather. So doubleheader, true doubleheader for the Royals and the White Sox. I'm looking at the first game of the doubleheader. Why? Brady Singer's really good, and Jonathan Cannon's making his first start of the year. But here's the thing. Chicago's got to play the second game. The potential for Chicago to let someone basically wear one out of the bullpen is pretty high. The Royals this year are 11-6. They're 3-4 on the road, but they won 2-0 already up against the White Sox. The run line's minus 120. Now, You look at the wins over the White Sox so far, 10-1, 2-1, 3-0, 5-3, 2-0. All but one so far for the Royals against the White Sox has been won on the run line. Singer's very good, like I mentioned, and I think you could see a bullpen arm come in and give up 5-6 runs, and the White Sox just say, you know what? We're playing a nightcap. You can have it. Run line, first game. This is an 11:10 Pacific time, 2:10 Eastern time start in Chicago. Royals, run line, minus 120 for 1.2 units up against the White Sox here today for Major League Baseball. All right. So we're taking three shots again, 2-1 last night. Let's go 2-1 again. Money line, Miami plus 170. Money line, Atlanta plus 125. Royals run line, minus 120 for 1.2 units. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.